It's always a dangerous game to try and figure out if a woman has feelings for you without putting yourself out there in the cold. Rejection is something we all try to avoid for many obvious reasons, because no one wants to feel rejected and feel hurt because it really sucks. And what's worse than being rejected? I'll give you a couple of seconds to think. It's actually being stuck in the friend zone completely unaware that she is waiting for you to jump out, grab her hand and go on a date. A woman could be dropping all of the hints in the world that fall right in front of your feet and you could be none the wiser. So, to prevent this from happening, I've done some research and we are going to tell you the top 10 ways a woman will flirt with you to let you know that she has feelings for you and that she wants to date you. It cannot get any simpler than this. So sit down, listen up so that you don't spend any more unnecessary time in the friend zone. Like and subscribe. Friends. Ladies tell their friends absolutely everything, from what they have eaten for lunch that day, right the way down to the last time they went to the toilet. So if her friends start to drop hints when they are around and they say things like, "Oh, she seems really happy when she's around you," this is a massive hint that she has been talking about you to her friends and wants you to know. If she had spoken about you in a negative way, then trust me, boys, you would know, because, well, her friends would be very straightforward and tell you exactly how it is. Touch. Women are all about quality time and physical touch when it comes to someone that they like. So if you notice that given any opportunity, she grabs your hand, touches your arm, or even rests her knee against yours if you're sat down together, this is the way in which she will flirt with you without having to say anything out loud. She will use your body and the connection between the two of you to let you know that she is very, very much interested. The smile. It feels almost impossible not to smile when you are around someone that you have feelings for. If you notice that she is smiling whenever she is in your company, even if you think there is nothing to smile about, perhaps you're just scrolling through social media very innocently sitting next to each other, then this shows she has it bad for you. Smiling is very contagious, and as soon as you notice that someone is smiling at you, well, your natural reaction is to smile back. So if someone is constantly smiling when they are around you, then this means that they are extremely happy when they are in your lovely company. Eye contact. Eye contact is extremely important when engaging in conversation with anyone. When someone makes eye contact with you whilst you are talking, it lets you know that you have their undivided attention and that they are actively listening to what you have to say. A woman will make constant eye contact when she's trying to flirt with you. This is what we call the flirty eyes. Now, we've all heard the saying that the eyes are the window to the soul. And you know what? Women really do take this to heart. They will make eye contact with you as a way to let you know that they are interested in you without having to use any words at all. The lips. When a woman is trying to flirt with you and feels as though she is not sexy enough to act in the way that they do in the Hollywood movies, you know, the whole leaning over the desk and winking at you, instead, she will draw attention to her lips while she's in conversation with you, while she's also maintaining and holding that strong eye contact. Whether that would be her biting her lips, applying lip gloss whilst engaged in conversation, or kind of nibbling on the end of a pen, she will do anything surrounding her lips so that your eyes just softly wander down to them and then you subconsciously start to think about kissing her. Sarcasm. There are a small handful of women that will use sarcasm as a form of flirting. Now, this creates a barrier between them and their feelings and you and the possibility of rejection. For instance, if you don't feel the same way about it, then she can just say that she was just having banter. Using sarcasm as a form of flirting makes the conversation more fun and, well, a lot less dull. An example of sarcasm whilst flirting would be, "You are just so annoying, please go away." Sounds very simple and also confusing as to how this really could be flirting, but sarcasm in a general conversation is like bouncing off each other and making each other laugh. Copycat. When a woman has feelings for you and spends a considerably large amount of time with you, she will start to incorporate your mannerisms into her daily life. subconsciously, because she has feelings for you, she will start to adopt certain phrases that you say, mannerisms and gestures that you do, and may even mock you for the things that you do as a form of flirting. She does this in the hope that you will see her mirroring you and that you will find her to be very cute. When people start to mirror your actions, your brain will tell you that you have spent a good amount of time with them and that this person is very good for you. So, subconsciously, she's trying to get you to have feelings for her without her having to flirt with you up front, which is pretty cheeky. Questions. When a woman is trying to flirt with you, she will ask you an abundance of questions throughout your conversation so that she can gather information about you and store it into the back of her mind for later. If she knows what your favourite animal is, what your favourite colour is, and what your takeaway order is, she will find a conversation starter using this so that the conversation never dies. This means you will be able to talk to each other for long periods of time, which is exactly what she wants. If she has feelings for you, she will want to talk to you as much as she can about anything and everything. Fidgeting. It's quite commonly known that women will twirl their hair in their fingers when they are talking to you as a way of flirting with you so that when you look at them, you think they are cute. Just like they do in all of those romantic comedy movies, you know, those cheesy ones where all the ladies love watching them. They will do this instead of using their words so that you are less likely to reject them if you do not feel the same way as her. Social media. Have you noticed that she starts to comment on your social media posts more often? Maybe she leaves an emoji in the comment section or she likes a picture that you put up on Instagram. A woman will do this as a way of flirting with you so that you can see that notification and know that she's thinking about you. With the role that social media plays in today's society, this may seem silly, but it's really a big deal when it comes to the dating world as of now. She will also do this to let other women know that she is there and to back off girls because he's mine. So we have defined that women do not like to make the first move when they have feelings for you, and they don't want to flirt with you out of fear that they will get rejected, so they opt for a safe version of flirting. So instead, they will do a lot of gestures and subconscious forms of flirting, so that if those feelings are not reciprocated, they can just play it off as anything other than straightforward flirting. So knowing the signs could get you out of that dreaded friend zone a lot faster than waiting for her to come to you and tell you how she feels, which is very unlikely, so please don't hold your breath. Hopefully by now, knowing these top 10 signs, you will be able to pinpoint anything that may have gone under the radar prior. You will be surprised how many women say they flirt with a guy and he has no idea, so don't be that guy. And for the ladies that are watching, if there are any other ways that you try to flirt with a man and feel like he doesn't really get the hint, why not tell us in the comments below what that is so that we can let the boys know in the back so that they are not missing out on all of the good stuff. If dropping hints is not getting you anywhere, maybe knowing the secret maneuvers will help them slide from the friend zone to the date zone. Happy dating!